I got it. I'm patched in.
All right, let me hear it.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
We're locked. Systems check out. Signal across the board. What's the frequency?
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Talking about something really important. Sorry, got distracted. It's 9:43. Guess what's coming up? Taste of Chicago. It's not just a Chicago tradition. It's an American tradition. And it's happening again in short order here. Neil Heitz is the Taste of Chicago manager, and Karen Roberts owns Just Sandwiches. And she brought in a platter of sandwiches. It's just going to make this station go nuts. It's going to be a riot. Nice to see both of you. Neil, when is Taste?
Thank you. Hi, Steve. Taste is July 10th through the 14th.
So it's coming up.
Coming up. Almost here, man.
All right. Now, there's a change in mayor. Does that change the taste at all?
Not necessarily. You know, we're certainly well into the planning stages as Mayor Lightfoot joins us. But we're interested to find out what are her tastes, right? And what are going to be the picks that she makes when she comes down to Taste of Chicago.
And Dave, as you know, Taste of Chicago is not just food. It's food. It's music. Crazy. It's people watching. It's fireworks. It's craziness. It's good times.
It is. What do you have other than the food? Not that the food isn't the main event.
Well, we're going to get to the food.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot going on at this year's Taste of Chicago. Five concerts, five nightly concerts over at the Petrillo Bandshell. Tickets are on sale for those concerts at tasteofchicago.us. We've got Summer Dance every night moving into the Taste of Chicago with different themes. We've got Year of Chicago Theater being represented by the likes of Second City and a few other theater companies that are going to be down at Taste doing some really cool performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got the Ferris Wheel coming back to the Taste of Chicago this year.
They're moving it over from Navy Pier.
Just a real quick
different wheels.
You guys could see it right out of the studio.
Sure,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot going on.
All right, let's talk food. Introduce our guest here.
Please. Karen Roberts is new this year to the Taste of Chicago with her organization Just Sandwiches.
I think it's That's J-U-S.
J-U-S.
No T.
No T. You no keep tea. Your T.
Yeah, you keep your T.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
She's one of 36 new vendors for this year's Taste of Chicago. Total of 80 vendors this year. 36 are new, which is an awesome, awesome increase. And we are just absolutely delighted to have Karen as part of the Taste of Chicago lineup. And her first year at Taste of Chicago.
Where's your business?
I am not actually a brick and mortar business. I cater. I
okay.
have a shared kitchen, the Quarry Event Center.
How many sandwiches do you make in a day?
Oh, man. You don't know these hands. They can make a whole lot of sandwiches.
Apparently so. Do you have kids of your own?
I have kids of my own. I've got two.
Do you ever make sandwiches for lunch, for school, or do you go, look, I'm making sandwiches all day?
You know, listen, when they be like, Mama, can you take me to Subway? I have a real problem with that. I'm like, oh, you go with
what?
The enemy.
What?
They try it sometime, you know, on the quick, you know.
Before we get to Taste, what's the website if people want to find out about your catering business?
www.justsandwiches.com.
J-U-S.
J-U-S.
Drop that. Tea.
Drop that tea.
And
simple, sexy sandwiches, and they are a homemade tradition with a gourmet twist.
You got a phone number if you want to throw out, too?
708-325-8778.
Now, you got something here called turkey, turkey, turkey?
Turkey, turkey, turkey.
Oh, turkey, turkey, turkey.
Uh-huh.
Turkey, turkey, turkey. What's on a turkey, turkey, turkey?
So, the turkey, 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 just like Tony, Tony, Tone.
Yeah. By the way, give me a little if I had no loot, Michael. Give me a little bit of if. Joe, give me a little if I had no loot. Take me out of this with that. Turkey, turkey, turkey. What's on it?
So what's on it is turkey pastrami, turkey ham, honey turkey, white American cheese, spring mixed lettuce, banana peppers, purple onions, and Italian seasoning.
Well, what else do you need? Good night, everybody. That's it. That's all you need. Now, you've also brought in something to make Dave happy. You have a veggie sandwich as well.
You got to have the veggie people. You know, they're taking over. And sometimes...
Hear that, Steve?
They are infiltrating the meat world.
We can't stop them?
I mean, I don't know. They're a strong force.
Okay.
They like gorillas in the mist. You know, they're coming out. So, on the veggie side...
I've never heard veggie people described like gorillas from gorillas. Of the mist. But you know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah, you know they're strong.
So what's on that thing?
So on the garbage sliders, Okay. It's a gluten-free ciabatta bread.
Oh, boy.
Roasted red pepper hummus with spring mixed lettuce, purple and white onions, cucumber, banana peppers, red, orange, and yellow peppers, and also Italian seasoning.
Now, when you do a catering run, what do people normally ask for as far as percentages go? Do you have 5% of crazy people who want the veggie sliders, or is it higher than that?
No, actually, on the veggie side, they love my Popeye.
What's a Popeye?
The Popeye has spinach dip, cucumbers, grilled piquillo peppers, and baby spinach on top of it.
There's like phone sex to you just hearing this.
No, but see, you would like that.
Yeah, I would.
You would like that.
Tell Steve the new sandwich that you're debuting at Taste of Chicago. Yes. I think that's what he really wants to hear about.
One. That's the one.
It's a real man sandwich? Is what we're talking about?
Oh, listen, you have to get yourself mentally prepared for the deep fried
getting his own
beef rib tip sandwich.
What are you talking about?
You heard what I said.
Deep fried rib tip.
Beef rib tip sandwich.
Come on.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. I'm voting for you for president. I don't care if you're running or not.
Appreciate it.
That's tremendous. Where's your sandwich skill come from?
Just my joy and love of cooking and wanting to just hone it into just one thing. And I had gotten really tired of eating bad sandwiches.
Okay.
And one day, and my cousin, I thought that she had made some sandwiches, but she did not. She had bought these sandwiches, but I asked her, hey, what's on the sandwich? And she told me everything that was on it. And I went to buy all the ingredients. The next time we went to an event, she had the sandwiches there and found out that they were from somewhere else. And I was like, wow. So it just happened.
One thing leads to another.
Yeah.
Did you cook as a little girl?
I did. I cooked as a little girl. My grandfather taught me how to cook a lot.
Well, that's a good story.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was in the military. I wasn't a cook in the military, but I always hung around the kitchen.
What'd you call your grandfather? Because I'm a grandfather and I'm Pops.
Oh, well, this was before, you know, everybody gave y'all cool names. He was just Grundy. You know, y'all all now want to be something special.
Hey, whoa, back it down just a little bit. Huh? Come on. Neil, if you have people, and I know you do, are listening right now, go, well, I need more information. I got to know about parking. I don't know about hours. I got to know about all that. Where are you sending them?
We've got everything lined up for them at tasteofchicago.us.
Anything new this year that we should know about?
Well, there's a lot of new stuff. Certainly, you can purchase your food and beverage tickets in advance if you'd like and pick them up at a will call window. We have 6 will call windows throughout the Taste of Chicago, so no line, no wait in advance. That's a great thing. We have a new Oasis concert viewing experience that comes with some food and beverage over at the Petrillo Bandshell. Tickets for that are at tasteofchicago.us. And like I said, there's all new themes at the Lifeway Foods Taste Kitchen this year. Every day is a different theme, with the Mac and Cheese Smackdown taking place on July 14th.
Wasn't I in a band called Mac and Cheese Smackdown?
You were. They played Union Square one year.
That's what I thought.
It's a National Mac and Cheese Day, coincidentally, on July 14th. Ooh. So it would be appropriate for the Taste of Chicago to play homage to it. And we've got a whole new presenting sponsor, DoorDash, who right now is doing this awesome promotion where if you order from a Taste of Chicago restaurant on the DoorDash app, the delivery is free. So leading up to the event, like, you cannot possibly eat 300 menu items at the Taste of Chicago. If you want to start getting your taste on now,
yeah,
free delivery.
Pre-eat.
Pre-taste.
Right?
Pre-taste.
That's what I'm saying.
Pre-taste.
Got to get ready.
Yep.
Michael, come on in here. Michael Heidemann. Michael's going to eat one of each of your sandwiches here.
Okay.
And I think I know which one's going to win, even though I'm sure they're both great. Michael, grab one of the turkeys. We got a little music going on so you can eat, too.
Turkey.
And then the garbage slider veggie thing. All right, now go over here and sit down. Get on a microphone. People on CLTV will be able to watch this. That's why it always pays to work on this show, The Food's Free.
Gotta love it, though.
All right, Michael, which one do you want to try first?
You know, I'm the most nervous about the veggie sandwich.
See, I would do the veggie first, and then you can clear your palate with the turkey.
So I'm going to try the veggie one first.
Okay, take a big bite of the veggie.
Garbage
sandwich. Here we go. Michael is now put the sandwich in his mouth. He's taking a big bite. Now, are you much of a veggie guy?
Not very often.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Not very often. So, you know, on a 1 to 10 for a non-veggie guy, 10 being it's the greatest thing I've ever had, what's your rating?
Well, bread is very important. I'm going to give it, the juices are very, very crisp. I guess you could
crisp say. Juices.
Crisp juices.
Crisp juices. All right.
Like sweet juices.
I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Everybody likes
so,
sweet juices.
So the sweet juices and the nice bread, I'm going to give it solid 8.
An 8?
Hey.
That's for a guy that doesn't eat veggie.
Look at that.
All right, now reward yourself. Let me get a little turkey, turkey.
Now, this is quite the sandwich. There's a lot of girth to it. So I'm going to just take a bite real quick.
There we go.
Dig in.
He listens to Tony.
You got to have the turkey. Tony.
Right. If I had no turkey.
I've had a million different turkey sandwiches in my life, and if I could say one thing to our audience, you got to be at the Taste of Chicago. This is one great turkey sandwich.
One of the greatest ever.
Thank you.
One of the greatest of all time.
Hey.
So good.
If you were down at the Taste, Mike, you'd be able to wash it down with a Malort cocktail, which is a new beverage that we are debuting this year at Taste of Chicago, the Malort Mule.
Right.
Chicago tradition.
Malort, a very, very hip millennial, not even millennial, post-millennial, pre-millennial kind of thing.
And, it's a thing,
and by the way, if you can't get Malort, maybe a 20-weight motor oil. All right, so you like them both?
I do.
But turkey is your winner?
Ooh, there is nothing better than this turkey sandwich.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it's one of my favorites.
And he's saying that now. He ain't even had the deep-fried beef rib
sandwich. That's what I'm talking about.
And if you don't want a deep-fried, you know, if you want it the health way, you can get it grilled.
Listen, I don't want you to feel any pressure. You don't need to bring that over for at least an hour.
No. So. You get it the day of, sir.
Website again for you.
www.justsandwiches.com. JustSandwiches.
Excellent job.
Phone number is 708-325-8778. And you can place your order through that phone number, or you can send an email to orders@justsandwiches.com.
And come on out to the Taste, because you're going to be there.
July 10th, opening day, pop-up number 31, people.
That's, look at you. You got it.
Listen,
figure it out.
You come to the pop-ups. You have the other restaurants that are here all the time, but come and check out the pop-ups every day. They're new restaurants. Give new
support
foods a try.
That's what we're saying. And Neil, one more time on the Taste website.
Absolutely. Tasteofchicago.us.
Next time, bring somebody that's more fun.
Yeah, we did the best we could today, that's for sure.